up a section that is sort of difficult for us to understand and appreciate fully, because it doesn't involve us today, but it is important. I'll show you some of the interesting texts to work with. Well, let's look at Deuteronomy, okay? Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we pray for your grace to be given to us. Teach us how to read your word with understanding and with greater comprehension, to desire to apply the truth within our hearts, within our lives. We ask you to bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 18, and then we look at this whole ministry to look at, okay? You have to understand the book of Deuteronomy is like a manual to cover everything for the people before they go into the land. You cannot go into a land and then make up your mind, what shall I do? What? You can't, I mean, that's crazy to go. You need some kind of a guidance, constitution, game plan, manual, whatever. You just cannot just go into it. You just can't. So obviously, there was provision. Okay? And so this is something that we need to consider. Now, let's take a look at chapter 18, and we look at these things, the priests and the Levites. Okay? So there was mention of the king, right? Later on, where we take a look at this idea, and it sits on the throne, and this is something that we need to, the idea of having a king. So chapter 17, right? So when you come to the land, and I will set a king over me, like you will say, like a nation, all the nations. So there will be kingship, is there. So 14 towards the end. So in God's plan, there will always be the people who are going to rule. But there are also, it cannot be a secular nation. Well, that is a whole challenge. Of course, today, people prefer a secular nation versus a religious one. There are reasons why this is the case today. But let's take a look at this idea. But in God's plan, we call this a theocracy. A theocracy is where God rules, but God rules with kings there, judges there, Levites there, priests there. So it's not, okay, I have a telephone line to God kind of a thing, that kind of approach. But it's the idea of a theocracy. Okay, so this is important. So we take a look at this here. Right? Well, let's take a look at 17 for a bit and look at the idea of the priests who were mentioned. Okay, 17:9. And you shall come to the priests, the Levites, to the judge in those days, to inquire of them. They shall pronounce upon you the sentence of the judgment, and you shall do according to the sentence which they pronounce upon you. Right? So this is important for us. So this is a judicial system. So you go to a judge. Right? Then you have a higher court, just in case that one does not have enough wisdom. Right? Then you go to the Levites and the priests and all that. That they will have to figure it all out. Now that is the Levitical priestly system that's there. Right? So sometimes it will be through the king, sometimes through the judge, sometimes through the Levites and the priests. So they will always be sort of there together. Right? So this you've got to bear in mind. So chapter 17. Now, the mention of it all, the priests, the Levites. Now, basically, priests and Levites come from one tribe, the Levitical tribe. So from the Levites, from Levi, come the priests and the Levites. But a priest is a Levite. He's not from the tribe called priests. So it's a tribe called the Levite, and from there you split up into. So the Levites were what we call assistant priests. But they don't, you mustn't be take pride, don't look down on, well, these are only assistant. They are, no, they are important as well. And this is something that we need to look at, okay? Now, let's see where they are first in chapter 18, okay? They shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. Now, that can be a big blow. Everybody has land, right? Except the priests and the Levites. How come I don't have a piece of land? If you think that's what it is. Land is just grass and dirt and everything else. But you know how it is. A human being wants to have that part of it. They shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. Not of Israel, with Israel. So all the tribes, every tribe has its own share of things. So where is the part of the Levites and the priests? Okay, it's a different kind of inheritance. They have no part or inheritance with Israel as far as land is concerned. Right? Depending on how what you value. Okay? They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his portion. How about that? You can have barbecue all the time if you like barbecue. Now, if you don't, you've got a bit of a problem. But the point of it all is that they are given a privilege that no Israelite has. So it's a question of what you are getting. Right? So what is it that you would like to have? Shall have no part, no inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his portion. Right? So there are two parts to it already. Okay? The offerings and the whatever belongs to the Lord as the Lord's portion. Now, if that is not enough, then we really miss the point already. Right? So what are you looking for? Well, the Levites must ask themselves what they are looking for. Therefore, they shall have no inheritance. The Lord is their inheritance. Is this enough? That is the question. You see, I don't know how you think about it. You say, well, all of us are the same. Yes and no. Yes, the Lord is the same, just like everybody else. But if the Levites and the priests were there actually close to the Lord as their inheritance is all you could ask for. I don't know why you're not excited. I am. That's okay. But yeah, I hope you understand this whole idea of the Levites. Okay? No inheritance. And this shall be the priest's due from the people. Those who offer a sacrifice, bull or sheep, they shall give to the priest the shoulder, the cheeks, and the stomach. Now, this is fine, physical, but I don't like the stomach. How about the cheek? Beef cheek. The softest part, the good part, not the hooves, you know. You can have the ear. No. In other words, the Lord's portion. You see, this is very, very, very important for us. I think that is such a special. It's not so much as amount of beef. It's the thought of it all. I mean, to me, that is the best part of it. So, you know, whatever it is, there's some people who like the different parts of the chicken. Right? We often think that duck meat, the chicken, the drumstick is the best. It's nice to be, but in America, it is the white meat, the breast thing. In Singapore, it's the other way around. You like the duck meat, give me the drumstick instead. I don't want the other side. But in the West, it's the other side. But there are some who don't like either. They like the posterior end of the chicken. You know, the most posterior end. I have no idea why, but they like it. for whatever reason. No need to explain too much what posterior end is. If not, you go back and check your dictionary later on what posterior end is all about. But some people like it for some reason. Maybe they grew up with it. Or you know, the chicken's feet, you know, and they call it by some Hong Kong name and say this is the phoenix feet and so and so forth. This is the feet of the phoenix, really. You eat it, you'll be transformed. So we were told as children never to eat it because it will affect your handwriting. Maybe that's why my handwriting not so good. It's always good to blame something or other. So there we go. You see, but you see, the Lord's provision is actually wonderful. Okay, what is your inheritance? You can step into the Lord's house. Other people on the outside, can they come in? Nope. Can I? Nope. Not even the king. This is how the Lord made the Levites and the priests really special. Right? So the Lord is going to apportion them what this is, this due. I like this, the way the Lord provides. This shall be the priest's due who from those who offer a sacrifice. You like beef better or you like lamb? And you know what? It's just the Lord's provision. You shall give to the priest the shoulder, the cheeks, and the stomach. And you cannot begrudge the priest. Well, you're getting the best part. I really like the part of it. Can I don't give you the cheek? We have a cheek. You have a cheek. You cannot do that. You must give it because this is his due. Oh, but if you don't like, you got a bit of a problem. Right? So it's very hard. Were there Levites who were vegetarians? It becomes a little bit of a challenge. Okay? Then, of course, then not else. The first fruits of your grain as well. How about that? Now, first fruits are a little bit different. Now, you almost have to pick it up. It's like a cultivated tasting, you know. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he wanted to look at the first fruit. I mean, he looked at the you know, fig that they don't have. How come? These are called first fruits type. And some people like first fruits. Okay? There is a little bit of a tangy, sharp taste. You have to get used to it. And much of food is actually cultivated. So if you have a cultivated taste, you grew up with it, you tend to like it. So first fruits could be a little bit different from the actual full thing, you know. Right? I don't know whether some people like the, you know, this, you know, Japanese, the fruit that's the, sometimes it can be a little bit hard. It can, some people, Chinese New Year, they make it very, very soft. And it's a kind of fruit, I can't stand it when it's soft. So if you ask me, papaya, I would like the slightly greener one rather than the mushy one, I don't like. Same with the apple, I like the one that crunches rather than one that oozes out all the juice. It's cultivated taste. And the Lord says, I'm going to give you first fruit type. Now, first fruit, which means to say that the priests are going to be given it first. They will eat. What if the crop fails? Sorry, the priest already eaten. You see, this is the way the Lord honors the Levites and the priests. We pay them, we look after them first. As a beautiful way of, you know, of providing for the priests and the Levites. And it's a wonderful way of looking at it. I hope you understand what this is. Right? So there is beef, there is lamb, there is grain, and there is new wine. Right? So in the new wine part of it, in the Roman Catholic part of it, You know, one of the best grape growers are actually the friars, the monks. And they have got some of those things in Germany. And they produce the best of wines. But very often, the wine that they serve is already bought by the Roman Catholic Church. It's already for them. Big market for them already. Huge market. Because they use wine for their communion. So they have a very strict rule that the priest who officiates there, he's the only one allowed to drink the wine. He can only officiate twice a day. That's it. It's really... The third time now, he don't know what he's talking about. Now, because this person is going to be making merry. Today, let us be merry. And he already is very full of great merriment. And he will be, his face will be very colorful, and he does not look pale in any way. He looks very healthy, and his eyes are just for a while. And, so you go to what? So new wine was actually given. So new wine is a French tradition. They call it Beaujolais. It's still a crazy thing that they do. Who will take the first bottle? And everybody is waiting for them. And, you know, they always have a fun. They never tell who's going to. So they will ship it all over the place and then declare it's been sent out. But nobody knows where it will come out first. And every year is a fun thing. How do you find this Beaujolais? Now, if you don't drink, don't worry about it. Okay? 26-year-old study have made that no matter what it is, anything excessive is going to be bad for you. So, all right, this is where the Lord's provision is there, wine. And, of course, your oil. Right? Of course, you need oil for everything. You need oil for a lot of these things here. And that it is. And then, of course, the first of the fleece of your sheep, you shall give him as well. Now, so this is the Lord's provision. So this is where we draw the principle of it all. All right, the principle of it all is there. God has provided for them. God has made provision for them. There should be no begrudging of providing for them in any way. Right? But if you don't have land, you mustn't begrudge all these things. Actually, the Lord will provide more. They will provide cities for them. Later on, we'll talk about the cities of refuge. Right? The priests will be there. First three cities, later on three more cities as the country expands. They will be provided for in every sense of the word, as we should. Right? So this is actually to me a very beautiful thing, what it is. What is the privilege of the priestly ministry, therefore? Take a look. Right? So this is important for us to understand. The Lord your God has chosen. Now that is important. He has been chosen out of all your tribes. Right? So that's a privilege. Not everybody is chosen. But there is the idea of being chosen. Right? Out of all the tribes, 12. Well, will the Levitical tribe be provided for as well? Yes. Well, that is God's provision. Okay? What is his privilege? He is going to stand to minister in the name of the Lord. That is a real privilege. Right? Not everyone is going to be able to preside over the Lord's table, for example. Well, we stand there to minister in the name of the Lord. It is a very, very special privilege. And you don't take for granted. It is God-given. It is God-assigned. Right? So this is important. I know there are churches that say, anybody can baptize anybody else. Anybody can do Holy Communion. You can even give to yourself Holy Communion. They are doing that. If you're having exams, Take Holy Communion every day. God will bless you even more. How can you even think thoughts like that? And it's out there. And to us, it's not going to work. All right? So this is such a beautiful concept that is there. So this is something that we may ask ourselves. First, chosen. Two, to stand to minister in the name of the Lord. And later on, David will expand this and explain it. What is their role? And actually, the role is becomes very, very much more clarified in the days of David when he began to put his mind and his heart to organize the Levites. They needed a bit of organizing. Right? So this is important for us to understand. So this is something that we want to appreciate. Okay? So if a Levite comes from any of your gates, from where he dwells among all Israel, okay, and comes with all the desire of his mind to the place which the Lord chooses. Now, that is an interesting thing to do. How does that work? Remember, they are tribe, one tribe. Now, there are 12 tribes, north to south, right? Now, they cannot say, all of us want to stay in Jerusalem. They can't. Where would the Lord need you to go? Up there, then. Up there, right up in the north, you may need to go there. I don't like, go. Where we go? Provision is there. How about in the south? Wherever the Lord will send you, you go. Now, that is the first part of it. Okay? This is important. He comes, and it comes with the desire of his mind to the place which the Lord chooses. Will the Lord also allow you the desire of your mind? Yes. C.H. Spurgeon couldn't stand the cold over in England. So he offered to resign from the church. I cannot take the cold. So during the winter months, he's never in England. Can't take. So he literally takes 3 months off, you know. And the church said, your 9 months is worth more than other people's 12 months. When he's there, the church is overflowing. Anybody else? No. You just go again, get rest up, go and read, go and get healthy, go and be strong, come back. And the church was there ready for him all the time. You see, where your mind desires to go. Sometimes it's your body, you can't take it. Sometimes you can't take the pace of work. Sometimes you can't take the climate. Sometimes you can't take whatever it is. So listen, God and you, he's not going to send you into a place where you really hate it every day of your life. Why am I here? No point. You must also want to be there, but you must go. Right? So this is where there is a combination. So sometimes the Lord, we read in the book of Acts, we see the Spirit will not allow Paul to go to this place or that place, but he will send wherever he wants to go, and you go. So there is a lot of cooperation and coordination between God and the Levites. Right? So you must go. So he's coming. Hey, where are you from? You speak southern Hebrew. Well, we are up in the north. They all have their own different. Right? So we call it a shibboleth. Is it shibboleth or shibboleth? Your slight pronouncers will tell you where you're from. You will betray yourself straight away. So that's how it is. But you must go. So wherever the Lord may place you, you must go. Okay? Then he may serve the Lord, save in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren, Levites do. You stand there before the Lord. So now we are looking at Levites who will be sent elsewhere. Right? So this is something that you need to understand and appreciate. So, not all Levites will stay in the temple. Right, there will be a temple, but not all Levites will be there. Sometimes, some of them are very skillful. The more skillful they are, they will find themselves, they have more work to do. And skill is not in how to eat the cheek fastest. Wow, this man is an example of how to enjoy lamb best. You will be lambasted. No, it's not how it works. So you will have to literally go from one place to another place. Okay, wherever the Lord sends you, and there you must go. Okay, so I just want to be sure you're still awake. Okay, you must go where you are, where you are, wherever the Lord may send you. Okay, now this is, so you must serve, you minister in the name of the Lord, not always in Jerusalem. You may have to minister elsewhere. But there you may serve in the name of the Lord his God as all his brethren who stand here before the Lord. Okay? They shall have equal portions to eat beside what come from the sale of his inheritance. Huh? Really? Right? So if you give me so much grain, I cannot eat all the food. Man, this is inheritance, right? Look, can I sell? Of course. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of very fat Levites. What God gave to me, I've got to eat this. I'm already bursting, but I still got to eat. And the more you eat, the more you need to eat. And the more you need to eat, the bigger you become. And it's a snowball effect. And it becomes, whoa, and it becomes a huge problem. And I mean huge, as in the person has become huge too. No, so can you sell some of those things? Is inheritance part of it? It could be anything. So yes, so the point of it all, they will have equal portions to eat. One for you, one for me. One for you, two for me. No, equal portion. So you don't have to feel deprived. Wow, you're going to have beef cheek. Huh? You don't have to feel deprived. You can have beef cheek. But I like the shoulder better. Sure. You know how big a shoulder is? No, I've seen a shoulder because once, when I was leading another church, and they were having a function. So I ordered a lamb on a spit for them. It was a big occasion for the young people. So the man said, would you like a shoulder? I said, yeah, that'd be nice. Mistake. It can feed at least 10 of me. Huge portion. It's not like your chicken drumstick, you know. This lamb or shoulder is a huge, because the lamb, you may say, what's a small lamb? I said, but this is only a small lamb. When you cut it out, whoa. It is amazing. It's huge. And then, you know, you feel, and then you just feel, oh, yeah, just cannot take beyond a certain level. You just feel jelly. You just feel full up really enough. So you will have equal portion. So don't worry about food. Well, you see, so there's inheritance, so there's grain, there is wine, there is oil, there's food, there is a city, there is a house. What more do you want? Okay, please. Do not be JOLO, so be careful. JOLO and MDB, big guy. All right, so this, they shall have equal portions. When you come into the land with the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not follow the abominations of those nations. This is very, very important. And this is what the priest must do. Make sure that the people really enjoy worship and will not be drawn to the other forms of worship that other people are offering. Now that is the task of the priest, and it's really quite a challenging. So you've got to come up with new songs. You've got to make sure that the music is there, nicely done. Write new songs. Come up with a nice all sorts of things. That's interesting thing. So we are planning a program with Pratip to come, most likely early October, to see whether we can do for all the musicians and see whether we can get him to, you know, look at master classes for those who are musicians. That was very, very important. Always keep learning. Never have a fixed idea. It must be done this way. Whole lot of music is just a whole variety of ways of doing things. Okay, today we heard Grandpa Woon doing a piece called a Traumerie. And it's a Traumerie is a beautiful piece by Schumann. And it's you know, just to see him doing it, he was quite a skilled 90-year-old man. Most 90-year-old people already. Well, there he is, and he is really quite a challenge. So we will feature him, his debut he wants to do, and it's just wonderful to see him open his heart and to hear him speak about how he's asking the Lord in his life. I thought there was quite a bit of advancement, bit by bit. Okay, not fully yet, but the door is certainly open. So he is going to, so he's just excited to be part of the whole thing here. I think this is important for us. Okay, well, let's take a look at what David did with reference to the Levites and everything else, and this is important for us. 1 Chronicles chapter 23 and 24. Now, this is important text to take a look at, okay? 1 Chronicles 23 and 24. Okay, so this is Deuteronomy 18, 1 to 8. Let's take a look in 1 Chronicles. And this is something that was his special look at. Chapter 23, okay, full of days, and there he is. And then the Levites. So there we go. Gathered together with the priests and Levites. Now the Levites were all numbered, age of 30 years and above. 30 years, they were ordained for ministry. Number of individuals, 38,000. Wow. 38,000, that's a lot of people. And these were all Levites. Okay? And then so that week, so we are looking at huge numbers. Of course, you better organize them. Okay? Now, 24,000 to look after the work of the house of the Lord. It's a lot of things to look after. It's all planned. 24,000. Okay, now we go on further. 6,000 officers and judges. So there we go. You see the planning of it all? 6,000 officers. Remember, Deuteronomy 17, they were judges too. Right? So they were just, so some people, if you are tone deaf, better be a judge, better to be an officer rather than to go to music ministry. Otherwise, everybody will be turning to all the abominations of the nations because they have got good musicians on the other side. So you've got to be very careful. 4,000 gatekeepers. Please do not imagine gatekeepers will just have to watch the gate. Now, it's really, these were the soldier type. They were guardians of the, you see, every city has got gates, right? So who goes there? You cannot be a sleepy one. You have to be there. So this is important. So and then 4,000, praise the Lord, with musical instruments, which I made, said David, for giving praise. I'm amazing. 4,000. Praise the Lord with musical instruments. So if you have got a particular gift, use it. Wow, that is amazing. See, this is something that you really want to think about at 4,000. So there we go. So this is a general division. So 38,000 here, 4,000 here, 6,000 there, thousands here, thousands there. Please do not imagine one court, 4,000 judges. No. Remember, it's all over the country. Right? So we need to have them there. Okay, then verse 6. Okay, so so this is important. So then he divided the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, Merari. So they're the Gershonites, and then there were the others, and each one of them different. Now, it's interesting to see this. You see, because in Germany, that's how the musical families were divided too. Right? Same thing. And we're talking about old Germany, not the present songs, you know. So there's the Brahms, then the Beethovens, they're the Bachs. Whoa. And they're all interesting. They all have families. And it's interesting to see how all of them do things differently. Now, we don't realize this. But you see, usually if the gift is there, it tends to stay there for some reason. Now, you can still pick it up. But that is pretty amazing. So there were some of them who were like that. So then there were the Kohathites, right? And then, of course, then these were the people who were there. See? So 23, David was able to organize them. So then they were the priests, right? So these were the priests. They were assigned each one his own father's house. Easier for them to look after each own household. You step into another household, you are looking at trouble. So that is how it works. Okay? So Aaron, to sanctify the most holy things, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, to give the blessing in his name forever. To death, it was a priestly ministry. Just to give the blessing from the Lord was a ministry by itself. And then, of course, there were the looking to sanctify all the things that would help. So there we go. Now, these are important things for us to look at. Verse 24, the sons of Levi, heads of the fathers' houses, counted from the age of 20 years and above to work. Right? So do the Levites no longer carry the tabernacle of the articles for its service? So every time they shift the Ark of the Lord, move, they got to move everything. Right? So the priests will wrap up the holy articles, and then the Levites will carry them. So that was the arrangement. No Levite is allowed to touch any holy article with their own hands. They're only to assist. So this is where the duty, verse 28, was to help the sons of Aaron in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all holy things, with the showbread, with the fine flour, to stand every morning. This would be the work of the priests. Right? So this is important for us to understand. So they were to be there. And so there was a very clear division of labor. Right? So David has to organize all these things here. Right? So then we go on further. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, and they both died. And then no children. Eleazar, Ithamar ministered as priests. Then, there we go, Zadok of the sons of Eleazar. Right? And Ahimelech, the sons of Ithamar. Now, there we go. So there were two strains of priests were there. So the Zadokian priesthood, a bit more prominent than the Ithamar one. Well, so this is something that you need to look at very, very carefully. Okay, so then, of course, there were the following up with all these things here. Verse 5, divided by lot, officials of the sanctuary, officials of the house of God from the sons of Eleazar. And then, there we go. There's a scribe. So there is your early scribe there. Shemaiah, the son of Nathanael, one of the Levites, wrote down before the king all the things here. So there we have the scribes as well. So we have really, really quite a lot of sharp division. So if you don't have good handwriting, I will never make it to be a scribe. Well, depending upon what the Lord has given to you as your particular gift. By the way, the training of the scribe starts from a very young age. And they teach them how to record. How many items are there? One, two, three, four, five. So you've got to start arithmetic count. And then exactly where they are placed, what kind of wood, how many lines there are, how many gaps there, what, you know, every detail is recorded by the scribe. You cannot say there's a podium there. Cannot. What kind of podium? What's the size? What's the height? How wide? What's inside? What's beneath it? What's underneath it? What's around it? How is it made? That's a scribe work. I think most of us are not going to be scribe, but their details, absolutely. Should anything happen, they can replicate it. Otherwise, you won't be able to do it. You couldn't figure it out. Well, that is your scribal work that is to be done in the early days. Okay? Verse 19. This was the schedule of the service for coming into the house of the Lord according to the ordinance by the... So there we go. So they're all by order. So whichever seasons there may be, there are many, 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 many seasons throughout the three main ones plus many others. Every new moon, there's celebration. Now, we got to be good at that. So very, very important. There are the Pentecost, and then there is the tabernacles, and the Passover, and the unleavened bread, and the Feast of Trumpets, and so many things that we're not really all that mentioned, but it's there. Then later on, they added things as well. So this were all provided for. Okay? Now, well, let's look at 25. And then we look at some of the things here. Now, there were some others who were servants of the sons of Asaph. Aha. So we see who Asaph is. Sons of the sons, some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, mentioned in the Psalms, who should prophesy with harps, string instruments, and cymbals. The number of the skilled men performing the services were. So some sons of Asaph, sometimes a whole lot of them, we don't know who exactly. So they were skilled. You cannot just do general work. Question is, what is the skill like? And the will with reference to prophecy. Now, so we don't know how music affects prophecy, how it affects the prophets. But there we go, musical prophets. Maybe they have one with the cymbals where a very, very important thing must be a bang. And there we go. Everybody wakes up. Oh, this one is very serious. The Lord is saying something very, very serious here. You see, you never know what they're going to do, but you can just imagine having this whole idea of it all. And so they're having quite a fun time. There we go. So the direction of it all. So this was the thing. So there were seer in the words of God, verse 5. Okay, he was a king's seer. What is the king's seer? He must see for the king. Seer. Very important. What do you see? I'm a seer. I hope you understand. The idea, he's a prophet. Because a prophet must be able to see, right? So a seer is a seer. No? You don't get it. Never mind. Okay? So this is important. So there he is. And so the Lord blesses. In the early days. Okay? And he blessed with 14 sons and 3 daughters. Whoa, that is, you know, a football team plus, you know, some reserves, you know. And he just imagined everyone trained. So the Lord blessed him with that to them in the early days was quite a blessing. Okay? Under the direction of the Father for the music in the house of the Lord, cymbals, string instruments, harp, service, and so on. So. All under the authority of the king. Right? Number of them instructed in the songs of the Lord, skillful. 288 musicians there. We are a far cry from the musicians there. 288 skilled musicians. Whoa, they really had a happy time worshiping the Lord. It's just impressive to see the kind of worship that was there. And they cast lots for their duty, small as the great, teacher with the student. So there you go. So can a student and a teacher play together? Yes. Small symbol, big symbols. All right, so there we go. And that is, it's interesting to see how the first Lord, Joseph, Asaph, and then came up for Joseph, the second for Gedaliah, and so on and so forth. And then we take a look. And then there are the gatekeepers. Okay, the gatekeepers are not your usually your musicians. These are the ones who got very good eyes. You know, they can see from afar. And otherwise, you've got to be brave. You've got to be you're alert all the time. And because you are going to be on sentry duty. Watchman, what of the night? Yeah, what night? I even know it was night. And that is a hopeless watchman. You got to know. So the gatekeepers were there. Please remember, they were there, and they were the gatekeepers. So they were, how did people come? Well, they could have made sure that they protected the house of the Lord. East Gate, chapter 26, verse 14, right? So north, four each day, south, four each day, storehouses, two by two. So that you don't have one storekeeper, you have a number of them, gatekeepers who were there. Right? So we have quite a lot of them. And then we read, the Shelomit and his brethren were over all the treasuries of the dedicated things that were there. Now, what were these treasury? Now, this is important. 26. Okay, what is this we are looking at? Some of the spoils won in battles, they dedicated to maintain the house of the Lord. There we go. See? So they won many shields. What do we do with them? Too many of them. Melt them down. Use the gold, use the silver as currency. Support the work of the Lord. There we go. The spoils of war. Right? So we see this. And all that Samuel, the seer, Saul, the son of Kish, Abner, the son of Ner, Joab, the son of dedicated. There we go. So starting from the days of Samuel. Right? So take the things there. The things which are dedicated, consecrated, they belong to the house. So all the way back, even before David's time, it was there. Saul did some too. Right? Joab and all the others. So this one is dedicated. General, no matter what, it belongs to the Lord. Well, that's how maintained the ministry that was there. Right? So we take a look at all these things. The spoils of war. And then there were every dedicated thing under the hand of Shelomit and his brethren. Okay? And there were the Israelites, the Canaanites, his son performed duties, officials and judges, the Hebronites, 1,700 men, oversight for all the business of the Lord in the service of the king. 1,700 able men. Please understand that some of these were warrior priests, warrior Levites, right? Your original equivalent to the Shaolin priests. These had to protect these things here. If you have weaklings, they sneeze and they run away, then all the treasuries will be looted. So you need big guys. You need strong guys. You need able guys, not afraid to defend what they have. So there we go. So I hope you understand that the priests and the Levites were not everybody just read the Bible, pray every day. Kind of approach. No, some of them were singers, some of them were warriors, some of them were gatekeepers, some of them were more scholarly scribes, some of them were, storekeepers. You name it. You have a whole variety of them. So you look at that 100,000 people, actually you need them all. Right? And I hope you understand. So David had to organize everybody. Who's going to be head? Who is going to appoint the right people in the right houses? Everything has got to be organized just right. So this administrative part of the kingdom, that you cannot lay aside just easily. Right? So then we take a look at the things which are there, obviously. Okay? the Hebronites, and according to the genealogy, the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought, and they were capable men. And this is very important. They were capable men. That's what we're looking for. God's work needs capable people. Not just anybody will do. And a person is not capable, then what are you doing there? That is a key word. See, the capable, you need capable people. And sometimes people say, you know, my son cannot be a doctor, cannot be a lawyer, cannot be an engineer, cannot be anybody. Would you like to take him as a pastor? Why? What makes you think that you try everything, you fail, then you want to be a pastor? What do you think we are looking for? I mean, this is a sad thing, and it shouldn't be that way. All right, so sometimes people, in the early days, people call me up, and then they say, would you like this, would you like that? And then they have an old picture of Jesus. Then they're not to throw away, because that's a picture of Jesus. Would you like it? No, this happened how many years in the house? 25 years already. You know, it's already, the glass has already broken, the wood panel has already come out, the picture has faded. Not a young Jesus anymore, he's quite old. Why you want to give to me? Because I can take it, then if I throw it away, it's all right. I'm a gatekeeper. But they cannot do it just in case. I mean, this is ridiculous. So please don't think that way. So if you don't want anything, pass it to the church. Please don't do that. You can ask a Kalunguni man, pay him $50 to take away. Please don't give it to the church. That is not the way to go. But I'm having a new thing. You know. Can I give you all the... You know, I have an old TV set all broken already. Would you like to have it? No. I have an extra handphone. Would you like to use it? But it does not work. Only once in a while. Don't! And it tells time twice a day correctly. Forget about it. That is not how it works. Okay? Capable men, able people. Okay, we will send the warriors to you. Well, this is not how it works. I hope you will understand the whole idea. You need capable. So 23, 24, 25, 26, there were these people, all organized. And this is the house of the Lord. So there's a much time, the military divisions which were there. Okay, there we go. So we see, this is important, right? So 27, we have the division of the people, military division. In fact, only one chapter, military division. Four chapters, house of the Lord. Well, that gives you an idea how the work of the Lord must be carefully, carefully organized. And if you don't do that, I think we will really be missing the point. And this is something that we need to consider. Okay? So look at 27. What else is there? Right? So we take a look at the thing. So there are the captains. Right? The word captain is just simply leader. Not then how about major? How about colonel? How about general? No, you don't worry about that. The word captain is just simply the archegon, literally means simply the leader that is there. Okay? So his division, 24,000 men. It's quite a lot of big, quite a big division there. It's like a general there. Okay, so there were the captain of the army, 24,000 there. Okay, and then of course there were 24,000 there, and there were 24,000 there, 24,000 there. So there are quite a few. So each one, quite a few divisions. One of the Roman legion is only about 7,000-8,000 people. This is 24,000. It's quite a handful. Right? So then we take a look at how many people we have here. Well, it's quite a bit. So, I mean, that is really, really quite, really, right. So the word is division. In Singapore, which division? Division now. 24,000 is a lot of people. So average, 24,000, 24,000, 24,000, 24,000. You get tired. I mean, 24,000, right? And so there we go. These were the leaders. Verse 22. Can you see this? The leaders. Right? So the leaders were the so-called captain. David did not take the number of those 20 years old and under. There we go. So 20 years and under. So NS 18. This one is 20 years and under. And so Joab, the son of Zeb, began a census, but he did not finish. Well, there it is. How did he come out? That was actually what the Lord had to deal with him. Why are you doing all these things for? To organize is one thing. Nothing wrong with numbers unless you have the wrong reason. And he counted over 1 million people. That is huge. Now, you may not understand this, but it's a really, really important. So I was reading a review of the difference with the AK-47 of the Russian army. The AK-47 is actually a Russian weapon. And they have got all kinds of weapons which are there. Interesting there. He says that AK-47 is planned for the Russian guys. Why? Because they know. They don't have a lot of smart people on there, just quantity. Whereas the American army is very different, all specialized thing here. So you can have weapons, rifles of a different type. AK-47 just fires, 100 down, just fire, just gone. Whereas in American one, you literally, you have to put it, you got to set it to automatic in order to fire. The AK says, no need to think, just fire. Take point and fire, and that's it. You don't have a whole lot of accuracy. Just whoever is in the path will die, that's it. But we are looking at the rifles, the people who can fire. How accurate can those sharpshooters be? 1,000 yards. Are you serious? You can't even see the thing. At the accuracy level, at 1,000 yards, you can hit it. And they are, these are the sharpshooters. So they're Delta Force type, Marine, each one, every unit has its own sharpshooter, but they don't use AK-47s. Oh, that's what we are looking at. So in the early days, so the point of weaponry was important too. It's a question of who is there. Unfortunately, David was getting ahead of himself. He did not finish because this was not from the Lord. You see, so you can get ahead of yourself. So can you organize? Yes, you should. How many people? Levites, priests, you can number them. Count them, no problem. But once you start counting the army, you're taking pride in the army, stop. Now, you see the difference between the two. You can't get enough of people to serve the Lord. But you can get ahead of yourself thinking that you can do all these things and it will be wrong. Right? So this is where David had to learn a vital lesson on this matter here. Right? So he was right partially at this matter here, and then he went wrong. He went off because he began to take pride in how big an army he had. The Lord already told him, why you count? Right? May Israel be as the sands of the sea. God will bless. But you don't need to go and count in order to see how strong you are. It is not this. That's not how it works. Well, this is something that you want to look at very, very carefully. Okay? So 1 Chronicles is important. 23, 24, 25, 26 will give you an idea of how. So we begin on Deuteronomy 18, only 8 verses. Over here, by the time of David, it multiplied into 6 figures. That is an evident sign of the Lord's provision and blessing. And not only just general serving, but specialized skills. Each one capable. Each one given an area of ministry. Now that is something to be really, really appreciated. And then we're going to see where are the skill sets of our people who serve the Lord. And that is where it's ideal to see this coming up. See, this is really an ideal situation. Why are you doing? I'm a gatekeeper. No need to watch. No need. Gatekeeper of that kind, today not the same. What's my role? Reverend to look after the gate. No need. But in the early days, gatekeeper is not to get open chart. Gatekeepers were to guard the treasury, to guard the temple itself. You don't have people, stray things coming here and there. You will not have stray animals go into the house of the Lord and desecrate the place. You got to be sure that you don't do that. Right? So these are important things for us to understand and appreciate. Right? So these are things to consider. But let's pray together. Our Father, we pray for wisdom to understand and appreciate your provision for all these things in the days of Moses and in the days of David, to see how things had to be organized carefully, wisely, and well. And Father, we pray for wisdom to understand and appreciate those who have been called and set aside to serve you. May all walk in honor, walk with the greatest sense of joy of what it means to serve the Lord. We pray for your grace and for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, good night, and God bless. I'll see you over this weekend. Saturday, let's look forward to the wonderful time of special sharing of the gospel.